One of the melachos of Shabbos is melachos kosev and melachos moich. It's easel to write. It's easel to race. Moich is bederach klal chayev only al manas lichtov midei reise. Kosev is chayev if he writes two letters. Even if it's no mashmois, if you write Aleph Beis Yechayev, so it's mashma in the Rambam. If you write Aleph Aleph, it's mashma in the Rambam, it's tolu. If it has a mashmois, like Gimel Gimel, like Gag, then Yechayev. If it doesn't have a mashmois, then it's a Yisur de Rabbanon. Or Yisachas, l'kulam is a Yisur de Rabbanon. This is Poshut. It's another aloha. Midai Raisa, the Ksav has to be Ksav HaMiskayim. And paper, or if it's Choykek on a Even, he engraves on a stone, or on wood, plastic, glass. Ksav She'ein HaMiskayim is also Midarabon. What is the shiur of Ksav She'ein HaMiskayim? The Loshon HaRashbo is mashma that it has to be Einu Miskayim. A couple days is not called Miskayim. Doesn't have to be forever. Loshon HaRashbo and Shabbos is Ein Tzorich Ksav Oymed Le'olam Kmo Idyoi Dai B'Ksiva Shel Ksav HaMiskayim L'Zman Echot K'Sifri HaZichroinus. It means what, you know, the store writes. In the grocery, they write, they make a Rashima. Biraloch brings it down. It's not changing Sharatzion as a tzad. Maybe it's enough even 24 hours. Especially, we're not going to get today. Maybe we'll get next week. It's going to get the computers and video screens. We'll go later. All of that is a part of this chelik. Lemashal, if you have a window and a steam on the window and you make a picture, it's not a Yisur D'Raisa, but it's a Yisur D'Rabbanan. The same thing if you have some water on the table and you write inside that water, like a shape, or you have dust, or sand, and you write, it's a Yisur D'Rabbanan. Shabbos says you're not allowed to make with your nail, like on a piece of paper, a scratch for a simen. That is, so again, so these things are rabbanon, steam on the window, or water on the table to pull it like a letter, or to write in sand and dust. The umas them, you're allowed to put your hand against the wall and to make like a shadow. Even you're allowed to walk on the street and to try to make a shadow. It's not called kosev, it's not even called ksav she'ein miskayim. So you're allowed to stand near the mirror. Even in the mice, you stand near the mirror, you don't see someone inside the mirror. It's not called kosev. Even so, Rav Vozner holds that they have, you know, not like movies, they have these, I don't know how you call them in English, that it's like a light and you change the pictures with your hand. So the mice, a person could put his projector before Shabbos. It's the same thing like a shadow. How you see it on the wall? Projector goes through the picture. Rav Vozner holds that it's also mitzvah uvdin b'choil. There's no issur on it. The projector is already lit before Shabbos. They have Rav Vozner. Zilus of the Shabbos. The Meister, the poskim say, you know, a lot of shoes today have at the bottom different words. I'm not speaking about now a different shot. Of course, some people write a molek on the shoe and they walk. Right? Today they write different things. If you're allowed to walk with a Shabbos mitzat moichek, I'm leaving that to later, blimeda. Speaking about the regular shoes, they come, it says, under the company. The companies, they have flags and different things. You walk in the sand or in the snow, the mice, you could see it. Shall if you're allowed to. So is machmirim. Yankee brings down choshev v'bal nefesh that were machmir in it. But most people are not machmir in it. And the heter is psik reisha deloy nichalei betrei derabonon. We're going to get us to the hemshech. It's double she'ena miskaven. He's not trying to write. Avad, if he wants to show someone, look, this is the company that I have, then for sure it's us. But if it's he's not mechaven to write, so it's a psikreisha deloy nichalei. Now it's kiksive kil achar yad. It's not a regular derech kiksive. It's ksav she'ena miskaven. But mele, say if it's in a place that the snow will melt, say if it's a very cold place, after a couple of minutes, the snow overcomes and it's anyway, it doesn't stay. If it's at the sand, it's also, it's ksav shein miskayim. Some say more from that, that because there's no chashivas to this ksive, it's bichlal not a maise ksive. It doesn't have a shame of ksive, it's a gomish. To know what is that kind of svar, but the poets can bring down that svar. Sigolish. Another svar, they say that a lot of times it's written upside down. So Michal doesn't have a mashmos. So these are the alibis things of Kosev. I want to start to speak about, I will start to touch it. The main shailas that come up from Kosev. The famous shaila that comes up, you have a siddur, and the siddur is torn in the middle of the page. When you open the siddur, the page separates, and you kureya. You're not kureya, the page is already torn, but you moichik. 20 words you can't read. You put it down, now you Kosev. So they're doing that everything like 50 times. Kosev Korea, Kosev Korea, Kosev Korea. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. And it comes to, some people say, oh, you're allowed to, some people say, you're not allowed to. If you're not allowed to, if you open such a siddur, you just have to leave it. You can't touch it. Are you allowed to close the siddur? This is a very big shaila. The same shaila is a cake. You have a birthday cake. It says in it 120. Now, moichik v'si is the same thing, letters. Letters and numbers is the same thing. Two numbers is called kosev also. You're allowed to cut that cake, or you're not allowed to cut the cake. Or you have a picture today on the cake. You're allowed to cut the cake, or you're not allowed to cut the cake. The Mosh was a Maisa here in Yeshiva, was in Gaman. Wanted his wife to make him a birthday cake. But she was a halach, and she learned in the seminary that you're not allowed to, because then she can't cut it in Shabbos. We'll find Eitzis later. So instead of that, she was a Shem Chassidish. So she thought him she'll do something else instead. He came home, on the table was like a tray with little schnapps cups. It's a 22. Like one, two, like she put like the schnapps cup, she organized it. It was like a 22. Now the guests came, they were assuming if you're allowed to take the moichik. It says 22. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. I spoke tonight to David Feinstein, I was speaking at a wedding, went over the whole halachas. This is the reason some of the things I have to massage again. So some of them when I finished, he said that it's pasha that you're allowed to. There's no sad in the world that it's also to take the schnapps cups. We'll see. That's a push. We'll see. You're allowed to smoke a cigarette, the ones that I think in China though, it's healthy or something like that. That the cigarettes, it says Marlboro, it says different zachen on the sides. You're smoking in Yom Tov, you moichek. So Shem Zalman says that before Yom Tov you have to scratch to raise the words. But emotionally you have to swallow a pill. A lot of pills today is written on the pills. What pill is it? Some are written from the material of the pill. Some is like written with ink, with like a little black ink. Especially in the choshev medicines. You don't want people to get mixed up. You're allowed to swallow it or you're not allowed to swallow it. It's negel ma'aser. Or the moshel, you know, sometimes they have cookies that look like little animals, like the shapes to make a cookie, a fish, a dog. You're allowed to eat that cookie, you're not allowed to eat that cookie. Or we'll go to another shayla, you have, we call it schlissel chale. Some people believe, I think it's Barantayna Aminogim also, I feel, that different times in the year they make the chale look like a schlissel, like a key. Dominic in that. You're allowed to cut it. The ma'aser, you're breaking the shape. Mechik, shavon day ma'aser, the rabbanon. Some people tear and the matir meleches kereya, and they have a potato chips. They will tear the back to take out the potato chips. Yeah. Most people don't do it, I know. But there's a little group in Klal Yisrael that does it. We're speaking now of that little group. Klezum Shlom Zalman, this little group that does it, you're allowed to tear where his letters are not. People are brought up, you're allowed to tear, but the letters is aveir. Yeah, this was the way Klal Yisrael and Mechulach. You're allowed to, oh, you have potato chips, you're allowed to open them, but Chas B'Shalom, not on the letters. Right? This is Pochus Yaisa, the way people are brought up in Cheder today. And the shaila is, okay, lemaisa, you want to open it, lemaisa is letters. Lemaisa is no way. You know, you get it. So you want to know, I'm allowed to tear words the letters, or I'm not allowed to. Or, at least I'm allowed to go in between the letters or not. It says, Lamazan, it says, this company, with chocolate. It says Shin Vov Lamed Kuf Dalet. Now you can't open it. It's a chocolate all over. It says chocolate. So you want the tear in between the Shin and the Kuf. Shem Zalman hold you allowed. You're not allowed to break the Shin, but to go in between. But the same thing of Shem Zalman would be Matir. If you have a birthday cake, to cut it in between the letters. It says 120. I have to cut in between the one and the two and the O. Then it'll be a shaila how to eat. It's another shaila. Because you got the number one, how you eat it. You're racing the number one. But again, some will hold, maybe no. Maybe if it's the Isru Moichik, if it says, you know, chocolate, milchiks, you're allowed to cut in between the word chocolate and milchiks. But in the same, in the word chocolate, you're allowed to cut the word chocolate or not. Then the shaila is, kids have puzzles. You're allowed to put puzzles together in Shabbos or not? I think most of the people don't do that. Again, the shaila, if it's a Isur D'Oraisa, Isur D'Rabbanan, the same shaila we will have to speak about will be, we'll see, it's all of these things are not klore zachen bis poiske zmanene. When every sefer Hilchos Shabbos has a list of what he holds, yeah? But I'm saying, the guy, what is the aloch? It's not a klore aloch. You have magnets. You have a fridge. So many people put magnets in a fridge. So Moshe, they have these magnets, A and B, C. It's red and blue and green. You're allowed to stuck the A on the fridge or not? I'm not speaking with boine. We're learning now that magnets is not called boine. The Moshe, the Shmir Shabbos, Gil Chosa holds. Then you're not allowed to. It's kosef if you put the A on the fridge.
Just one letter?
Yeah. They don't circle you, they don't kill you, but you get Magis Malus, they hit you how much you could. Magis Malus. It's the Rabbana. Not Chiyuv Misa. Not Chiyuv Misa. You're not be killed for that. But it's the Rabbana.
The letters there already on the
name. Say it. For that we have to learn.
The Magen Avraham, if you have a silver letter and you sew it on your clothes, you chayv mitzvah kaiser.
Is there any answer?
What?
Is there any answer?
So, hey, this is silver and this is plastic.
Already has a background.
Doesn't have the background? I'm not putting put a sticker by the best father in the world. That is under the zaf. That already is written, and you put it that with the, we're speaking the A. You know, the same plastic, the mushroom. Sometimes you have a banana. They have also magnets of banana and oranges. That lemoshel the Shmir Shabbos Gilchos holds, you're allowed to put in the fridge. I know the Ocha Shabbos said a shir once I was there, and he said that you're allowed to put the egg. The shir was on Boine. So for example, you're allowed to put the egg. So I stopped him and I said, and my Rebbe holds that it's a Yisro de Rabbonim. It's a Yisro de Rabbonim. So we have to know who is right. So to know all of these shailas, what I'm saying, it's dvorim she'einom brurim. Moshe I saw tonight in the Ruch HaShabbos that he knows that the Moshe asked you to cut papers in between the letters, in between the Shin and the Kuf, you're not allowed to cut. A cake in between the Shin and the Kuf, you're not allowed to cut. And David Feinstein told me tonight, me'olam lo yishomanu that it's us. A minute after he finished, he told me the Ocho Shabbos walked in, so I changed the subject. But he told me, Ma'olam lo yishomanu that it's us. The Moshe never asked such a thing. Again, so it's but we're speaking on a Zad, that could be it's a Chiv Dereisa, of Moshe. It's Lichter, I don't ask Lichter. And some say it's Ma'olam Shmuta. And it's nothing, we'll see, we'll read, it's like five lines in Mishneh Berurah, this whole noise. Five lines in Mishneh Berurah, and from that we have to build the whole noise. Just to finish a couple more pratim in Hilchos Kosev, to make a picture is Tolda of Kosev. To make a picture is Tolda of Kosev. So the Moshe is a Reb Shem Zalman, hopefully we'll get it in the Hemshech. The Moshe is exactly it's called logo. Is the right word? Like the Moshe, the milk company has a logo, they make like green and red. This is their logo. So if someone draws a logo in Shabbos, so that is Chayef. So when you tear the milk, the word says Chalav, you are not tear. You're allowed to tear where's the logo. A lot of times the logo is the whole, they have some milk bags. So the whole thing is like a shape of a red and a blue. It's a gun. People put a lot of hours into it to make it a whole shape. Every piece in the bag is shaped. And if they take the lady that draws it, and she does that picture in Shabbos, Shabbos is Chayav Chatos. Shazam says, yeah, to do it is Chayav Chatos, to raise it is not called Moichik. To raise letters, it's called Moichik. We have to know when yes and when not. Because if yes, you can't tear no bag. Any bag is the whole bag is a picture. Chocolate bag. The red and blue. And they draw it. Yeah, like this a little bit red. And then they here to put the cow. But it's a whole plan how they do it. So the Shiloh. When I'm allowed to go in, so we stop into the carousel, we stop, I'm not allowed to tear. So, and this is what Shem Zalman said. Moshe Antinuva, he said, on the milk bag, he said, the three colors, he said, the one that does the three colors, blue and green and red, the logo really means, blue means milk, red means meat, and green means power of fish. That Tinuva really sells all these three things. I'm only going to say, but this, from that is the aside of this logo, God. Mitzayer is the Toldev Kosev. We're not speaking about Tziveya. I'll explain to you the difference. Because Tziveya means I take this wall and I paint it. Now it's white, I'll paint it blue. I'm not writing, I'm not doing a shape, I'm just covering with paint this wall. This is called Tziveya. It's not Toldev Kosev. Told that the Kosev is Mitzayer, picture.
is Kosev Mitzayah and Tziveya. Tziveya is not a Toldev Kosev. Tziveya is a Amelocha Bifnei Atzma. Now, we pask in La Aloche that Kosev is Chayev Becholosh. Shita Sa'ogu, Avalamai said that holds different. We pask in that Kosev English, Arabic, every language, Becholosh and Bechol Ksav, Yichayev. Two numbers, Yichayev. Even two mark questions, Yichayev. Now, the Aloche, if you write in your left hand, it's a Yisro de Rabbonim, because it's Kila Chayad. If you're a lefty, it's a Yisro de Raisa. If you stamp, you have a stamp that it says, Misifrei Chaim Shleiman. And you stamp, you Chayim. Now, what is Mischadish in that? That the Meisek Siva doesn't have to be taking ink and drawing. Even stamping and having letters come out from the stamp is also called a Meisek Siva. So stamping is also a Meisek Siva. And most Poskim hold that in a stamp, it doesn't make a difference if you stamp in your left hand or your right hand. Because by writing is a difference, but when you write in your left hand, it's felt in the Meisek Siva. But when you stamp, it doesn't make a difference if you stamp with your left hand or your right hand. This is the Aleph Beis of the Alochas. So I want to start now to go in to the Yesod HaDvarim, and to feed that, there's two Alochas. I will say the order of the Alochas the way the brought down in Shulchan Aruch, even though we today will speak about the second Alocha. And Simen Shin Mem is two lines of Ramon. The ganze Zach is two lines of Ramon. All of these shayas that we ask, we only have two lines in Ramon. Osur lishboy uga, you're not allowed to break a cake. Shekosu voleo kemin oisiyas. Aval pi she'einu mechaven rak leachilo dehavi moicha. Shin mem, siv gimel. Osu lish boir uga, shekosu voleo kemin oisiyas. You're not allowed to break a cake that is written on it, letters. Aval pi she'einu mechaven rak leachilo dehavi the Havi Moichak. Shabur brings it down. Shabur, it's a Shchanoch. Mishin Mem. The Mishabur brings down. Osu Leshaber, Umutor Litnoi Latinoi. Yeah, these Alochas will go back later. But Shchanoch says it's the Moker is the Mordechai. You're allowed to give it to a kid. Why is no Yisrael to be machshed the kid? We'll see later. V'davka k'shiksuvim ala uge, it's written on top of the cake. Avol k'shaksivu ime ha'ugo ha'atzmo, this is shita sa mishnu brure, if it's written like the Moshe, that we said the chala, that you put it like you make it in a shape of a key. So you're on top of it, you make a shape of a key. V'tfusa be'yodayim, sayf, just you put it in a kind of tin that it came out with a shape, or you made it with your hands. Shori, the ancient ksivale, chazanishus choyle. Vechenu ksava oisias betvash, amura bemaim, gam gain leachmir. Chazanish says, but if the maize, the icing and these things are standing, for sure you chayim mitzad moichek. Vesh machmirim afilu betziyurim, even if it's shapes on the cake. Again, we have to know what means shapes. The little flowers on the side is also shapes. Dehavim moichek. Ve'av de'in amnas lichtoi v'isur ederabonon mi yoike. Ve'av she'im iskam el limchoi psikreishe v'osu av bederabonon. Ve'ayin b'sefer dogel mirvobo she'metzadet lohokel b'iker adin. Ve'hivir shar et shuvah. V'yashlis mecholov k'she'eino yishoyver v'mokim ha'oisiris b'yodov ha'ek b'piv derech achilat. So Shittas HaMishneBrura is, it's at least to know in the beginning today, the Aleph Beis. If you have a cake that you have letters on top of it, the MishneBrura says, if the letters are made from the cake himself, from the same dough, There's no issue bichlav. Chazanish is mach. To give it to a kid, it's not a problem. But not to give to a kid, and if we have like we have icing, then it's a problem. Zog dem Mishtabrure, val de digun mirvove holds on its mutter, because he holds psikreishe de loy nichele, and he holds that it's trey de rabonon, it's not derech mechike, and it's not a menas lichtoy, and it's derech achile, and we'll see later, maybe it's not even moichek. Moichek has to be that you're making the place under it clean, and you can write again. Here you're destroying it. All these reasons together, the Gemara Vava holds that you're allowed to. Zog the Mishnah Brure, with your mouth, you're allowed to. Yeah, for sure, when there's a lot of people and there's one cake, it's a shtick of problem. But the Nafkemina will be when we will know what the Chofetz Chaim didn't speak about. If we're allowed to cut the letters separately, or if before Shabbos we cut the letters already separately. But we want to give everyone a cake with a piece of letter. Then, lefi the Mishnah Brura, it's not a problem, because you could bite into it. Again, the Mishnah Brura doesn't tell us on what he's matter. I will start. The Mishnah Brura, for example, tells us, and that is clear. Again, we'll have to get later back to these halachas. If I have a little cookie like a fish, the shape of a fish, you know, you buy these boxes of cookies for the kids, all different numbers. Or, today they have it, Mishnah cookies, they have jelly cookies. Jelly. And it comes number one, number two, number three, they have for the kids. Or they have some, you know, they sell like, it looks like a strawberry. And they sell them, some look like a bottle of Coke. They have all different kind of shapes. So lefi the Mishnah Brura, first there's no problem bichlal, of moichek, because it's made from the same material if the jelly, if the cookie. Chazanish was machmen. So all of us, Chabad Chazanish were machmen. Again, we'll decide later what is the psak. But even the Chazanish is machmir is not to take the jelly and to break it in your hands, zog the Mishnah Brura. But to bite into it, while it's derech achile, the Mishnah Brura is matir. The Chazanish says he's not mekabel the heter of derech achila. So the Chazanish is machmir in two things. First, even if it's from the same material, he's not mekabel the heter. And he's not mekabel the heter of derech achila. That doesn't mean that we have to be machmir to both Chazanish. Again, the Chofetz Chaim has two kulas when you come to eat a cookie with a shape. Aleph, it's made from the same material. B, you're eating it derech achila. Chazanish is machmir in both. So now they came to Reb Nissim Karavitz, that he's Chazanish, and he said, I have a pill that says in it a name, I'm allowed to swallow it or not. He said, that I'm allowed to even feed the Chazanish. Because I'm not racing it, it swallows inside it and melts. Here, even the Chazanish is machmir. So lekule alme, you're allowed to swallow a pill, minima oil, a pill that has a name of a company on it. Loy mi boy if it's made from the material of the pill. Like the same way, you know, a lot of pills have like a line in the middle. People have to break it into two, so the companies make it with a line in the middle. Or even if it has the name of their medicine on it. Especially a lot of time, you know, the capsules have a name on it. I think it's one of the laws that they have to have a name on it. Because, so the capsules have a lot of time. You're allowed to swallow it. Zogim Nisim Karelitz. Okay, like the Mishnah, I'm allowed to every time do that. Because Derech Achila is Mutter. Here, the Kula Alma, you're allowed to swallow. Derech Achila, we said, the Mishnah is Mata, the Chazanish answers. If it's from the same material, the Mishnah has another Kula. So now we will have to know. So lefi the Mishnah Brura, we have to know how to get to that piece of cake that you're allowed to do derech achile. If you break it with your hands, it's not derech achile. What would be the case of the Mishnah Berurah that you get the Derech Achila that you're biting in? Well, you have a whole letter. The guy is not biting into the cake right away. Here we'll have to come to the second Shaila about cutting it in between the letters, in between the words, cutting it before Shabbos. What would be the case that you're allowed to? But Lamashal, when a Kamina the vial is, try to find the cases when you learn. Let us know you don't learn nothing else from this year anymore. Okay? It's too late, you're tired, you decide to leave in the middle. It happens sometimes to bad people. Yeah? So what you do? It's not nafkimina, but it's one nafkimina. You're sitting at the Shabbos table, and they serve you a piece of cake with a letter. You don't know if they're allowed to cut it or not. Oh, but you get served a piece of cake with a letter. So you know now, lefilim Mishnah Berurah, I'm allowed to eat it. Lefilim Chazanish, I'm not allowed to eat it. If it's from the same material, so again, lefilim Mishnah Berurah, I'm allowed to. Lefilim Mishnah Berurah, I'm allowed to even cut it to two. But for sure to eat it, I'm allowed to. And lefilim Chazanish, I'm leaving it. That is when we get out. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the next Shaila. And this is Be'etzem, I will not call it the next Shaila, this is Be'etzem, the Aleph base of the Yesod of all of the Halachas of Shabbos, Legabe Kosev, all these new Halachas, Pictionary, Scramble Game, all these games, all these kind of games, that Chadoshim Lapkorim come. It's all different games today, you know, the names of the game are really irrelevant because they change so much the whole time. Well, you have, you know, the offices, they have these calendars that you have the number one or two, and you just change the pages and the numbers stay the same. If you're allowed to change, you're allowed to move the numbers. If you're allowed to put numbers together. Gaboyim and Shul wanted to know, the guy gave 500, 600, so they put all the Mizrachim together. He told me, Reb David, that the main Shaila was by Reb Moshe and the Tshuva, that is modern shuls in America, that, you know, every time the Gabe gives a clap, the prayers are holding on page 50. The prayers are holding on page 60. Yeah, I doubt it anymore, that's not sure. So he said that that shuls, the Gabe didn't, but they had like a big, on the front was a big place. It was the Gabe every time. That was number 60, 70. He would, every time he would change, instead of talking about davening, and that was the true of Reb Moshe. If he's allowed to move these numbers, the people will know where people are holding. He's putting 61, 63. But you see, the true, it's written, but that was beside me exactly how was that true. And they came to us, Reb Moshe, it was like we have like a Sfira Sa'im or the Gezach, he would have it with book pages. We'll not change it every time, but you know, before Mincha you would put 60. And we'll not open page 60. And for Chazal Zashatz, you would put 65. And he came to ask Reb Moshe, and dear Reb Moshe was Matir. But again, we'll get to it later. But this is Be'etzem. Now, the Shaila is a Tshuvas Ramo. The Tshuvas Ramo is talking about Sidurim, Asforim, that were written in the side of the Sfarim. What we have today, you know, and most of the Sfarim today, they come like this, you see, they color the sides. The more Chosh of the Sfarim, color the sides, make it more interesting. It's to make it nice. In the old days, and these Sfarim, they written the name of the guy who owned the Sefer. Sfarim are much more expensive. Like today, when people put their name on the front of the Sefer, and that day the names came on the side of the Sefer. And the Shaila was, if you're allowed to open and close it in Shabbos or not. We had in Yeshiva Smir the same Shaila 4 years ago. It was a Meshugla here that people got him annoyed. He ran up to the Oitzer, he took out his pen, and on 500 Sfarim he written Shem Hashem on the sides. It was a shayla if you're allowed to open the Sfarim or not. 500 svarim in the Eitzer, the old svarim, every sefer that he thought was expensive, he said, Yudke Vovke, Yudke Vovke, Yudke Vovke. So the Shaila Be'etzem, and the same thing is Megeat the Sidurim, a lot of times, in the Shtiblach, you think the Megeat only Shabbos, I normally try not to take an old Siddur. I every time try to take a new Siddur when I go to the Shtiblach. I see a lot of times the Bochum think like I'm a very Mefunuk, I don't know how to say Mefunuk in English. Spoiled. I like to know the new Aliyah Siliyo. I don't like the old Siddur. People think that I'm a Mefunuk. I'm not a Mefunuk. Because a lot of times the pages are torn, and it's Mechikas Hashem. Hashem Hashem in the middle. If I turn the page, I'm going to Mechikas Hashem. Misas again Hashem Elokeichem. God said Tfilas Berabon, and I was able 5 minutes again Hashem Elokeichem. Better not to daven. Misas again Hashem Elokeichem. So I never tried to, never to touch an old sinner. I don't touch. Then you find it all silly, you don't have to leave evil to put it back, not to put it back. Such a balagan. We'll see, because a part of the tshuvas of Ramosha of Shulma Zalman are regarded as also the Mechikas Hashem. Some say Mechikas Hashem is worse, some say Mechikas is better. But this was the shaila in the tshuvas of Ramo. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down. I want first how this Mishnah Berurah, this is the whole Mishnah Berurah that we have. This is the Mishnah Berurah on cakes. Sefer shekosuv boy al berosh chudei dapim oisiyo esetevis yesh oisrim liftoyach v'len oile b'shabes al v'apsicha shoyver oisiyo esave kemoichek v'chen k'shenoy aloi have kekoisev das haramo b'tshuva lehoker b'zeh v'chen das harbe achroin v'taymo shekeivon sheosui linoi v'liftoyach לקה בזה משום מחיקה וכסיבה הווה כדלס שאין בו משום בניין וסתיר. The words of the Mishnah Berurah, like you'll have to open the door, why are you not buying it? It's made to open and close. So this also is made to open and close. For sure, if that would be the reason, in a page and a sitter, it's not made for opening and closing. Here, the book is made to close and open. The sefer is made to open and close. Lemoshe, we'll see another reason, and we'll start in a second, that the Ramo said maybe it's mutter because he's ain't a miskaven. It's not mechaven. But on the page, especially if you're trying to read a sitter, you're mechaven to put the paper together. So then you don't have a heta. V'chein aminek, u'mikol mekoin, nochoin lehachmir kesheyesh loy sefer achar. Mishnah Berurah says, "Nochin lehachmir kishiyesh la sefer ach." This is the whole Mishnah Berurah that we have. The Tshuva Saramo was matir, v'nochin lehachmir kishiyesh la sefer ach. Mishnah Berurah says, "Gatchila bevane yisotov lo tzidei akol shel elas oisi esalchu de adam." So we have to know be'etzem what state in the Ramo. The Mogen Avraham brings him down, the Taz brings him down. Now we have to know, say the Ramo. The Ramo was matir. I'll read the Taz how he brings it down. Balevush kosav, sforim shekoisim b'roshe yichud ha'adapim lemalo b'tzideyem, שנוהג צשויסים הספורים אוסו לפותחם בשבס משום מויכי משום קויסף וקורב אני לא אמר שחיו בעולב חטוס דלבוש פסקינס וקורב אני לא אמר if you open that safer you חיו חטוס תאז כמה היפר זה למידו תמורגן אברון פסקינס like דלבוש and it's awesome. So the Levush in the Mogen Avraham paskin that it's also. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Mineg is Lehokel. Mishnah Berurah says the Mineg is Lehokel. Aval, im yesh lo sefer acher, shelo yishtamesh. The Chazanish is Machmir. Chazanish is Machmir, the Chazanish holds that you're not allowed. אין להוקר. So למעשה, the chazניש is מחמיר, the לבוש holds is the ראיסה, maybe. So לגבי the safe, first לגבי what we have מפורש, and pages, and nothing else we have קלורה זכר. If the puzzle is like a safer, like something has opened and closed, all of these things are צושטל from פויסקיס מנהים. I'll say these are one of these hard הלוחס. We only have two alochas lefoneinu, v'zehu. Find maybe a line here and a line there. One alocha, we said the cake. You have a cake that you had written on top of it, that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. That the Ma'am Rutenburg said, you're allowed to give it to kids, but you're not allowed to break it, because it's moichek. So the Mishnah Berurah, if it's made from the same material, you're allowed to, if you're doing it in your mouth. You could be saying that the Rav that is matir, but from that, it's also. So, dear the aloha and the cake is you're not allowed to break the cake. It's only mutter in your mouth. It's the same material. It's not called koisev. It's called food. So these are really swores. You know, we have to know hamantash. It's also it's a shame. Chaznir says so, when yes and when not. Someone draws on Shabbos and triangle, Avada is chayav. But this is what we have, one aloche. Second aloche, things that are written b'chudei adapim. The Ramos says it's mutter. Levush says chashishani michatos. Morgan Avraham passes like the Levush, Chaznis by the Levush. Shabur says the minig ha'olam was like the Ramos, but if you have a different sefer not to use it. And here for sure would be the Shalit, so it means that if you have not a Torah Siddur, not to use them in Shabbos. Or, if you're already stuck in the middle, could be you can't close it. You open the Siddur, you got in the middle, now it's torn. You can go to the closet and take out another one. You're allowed to. It's like every Shabbos, you can't. No one will tell me that he doesn't have torn pages. Sometimes. I think the new ones are the torn. That's a mitzvah. So to be mevar these alochas, and I'm saying again, from these alochas, from only these two alochas, there's nothing else, came out all of these alochas, and puzzles, and cakes, and games, and calling in between the letters, everything came from that. So we'll start today a little bit. I want to start the Yesoides. The Ramo and Tshuva. To start the Ramo brings down a raya. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. Koisev ois achas betverye vois achas betzipoiri chayev. If a person writes one letter in Tverye and one letter in tzipoiri is chayev. The Gemara says if a person writes in one page here in the middle of Aleph, he turns the page, the five pages he writes, beis is potul. So why here you chayv? So Rashi learns, he took one piece of paper and he written on the edge of the paper Aleph. Then he went to Tzipori and the edge of the other paper he written down Beis. Now he could take the two papers and put them together. This is the reason he's chayv. The Rabbi Yochanan learns different. That it was like exits in a highway. He put the Aleph. And then, when he came to Tzipori and the exit, he put a base. People know this is the road to Tzipori. While people see that they connected, when they drive, they know that it's the same ksav. So, maybe it's called that it's mischaber together. Has shaykhs. They know why this is number two. Because the first road is the Tzipori. Second, this is road number two. It's a Hemshech. Now, the Ramo starts and he says like this. Tshuva Kuf Yutes. You're allowed to open this forum or not. He says like this. First chiddush of the Rama, it's ksav she'enu miskayim. Why is ksav she'enu miskayim? Because it's made to open and to close. Even the Be'etzim, if no one will touch it, it will stay closed. So why it's called ksav she'enu miskayim? Well, the derech that people open and close the sefer the whole time, it's called the ksav she'enu miskayim. It's a big chidush, but our Rebbe says it, the Rama. Why we have to remember that? We'll have some screens of computers in front of your house. There's no memory. When you pass, everyone sees you on the screen. But the derech is, soon someone else passes, so there's another picture. Could be it's called Ksav She'enu Miskayim. And if it's Ksav She'enu Miskayim, when we come to the Rabbonos, we'll have a lot of Eterim later. That was the whole shot, to go to the old city with his cameras, to pass near Shiva, they closed the cameras for Shabbos. But then it was robberies, they wanted to open it for Shabbos. Well, then, why is the enemy scavenging? So, no, but psychration is also. And when you go to the old city, you want them to have a picture that if someone throws a stone, they could, right? So it's not the enemy scavenging. Shmuel Zalman said, if it's enemy scavenging only because you share with Shabbos, it's not called enemy scavenging. If Lo Yitzur is not Shabbos, you want it, it's called miscavenging. Someone opens a fridge in Shabbos, if I had Chaz Mishal delight in Shabbos, I'm Mamish, don't want. So that's miscavenging. You want when you open the fridge to see what's going inside. You can't, enemy miskavenging doesn't mean because Hilchus Shabbos I don't want it. It's not called enemy miskavenging. It's not called Lemichalim, so it's not called Lemichalim. So it's a psychiatrist of Lemichalim. But maybe it's Dovo She'enu Miskayim. So again, we have to get to this separately. Again, there's nothing written on these things. Today, Lemay is all over his cameras. But this is the Shlav HaYoyis HaMaucho. It's mamish. Someone said that Hilchus Shabbos kahorim atluim b'seorah is a new pshat in our generation. It's mamish a seorah in Chazal and poiskim mishdebrure. We have a here, one seorah, and all of the kids and every single today people use, chutz electronic things that we're not using in Shabbos, is tolim koisav b'moyim. Kimat keseda. Now you go to stay, I went to stay in Shabbos. Peter, I see the screen, I see the guy that's coming outside the door. You see him on the screen in the house. You don't know how to go back home. If you go out, you're on the screen. It's crazy, it's moichet. But again, we'll get to that. It's Dovo She'enu Miskayim. The Dogel Mirvovo says that even the cake is called Dovo She'enu Miskayim. Chazanish disagrees. He says the cake is called Dovo Miskayim. Even though the cake is made to eat, but you could keep the cake for a week also. A sefer, he says, the chefze of the sefer is made to open and to close. You're right. A cake is also meant to eat. A cigarette is made to smoke. We have an exam that is written down. But he says that is the chazanish is the chalik. A very that is the kechiva. He says, a cake, you're right that eventually the cake will be eaten. But fakat, you're right in it, that people will take this letter, and when they decide to eat it, they will eat it. Some people have a very fancy cake. We'll keep for a week in the fridge. And if it's cookies, it'll stay for a long time. It's not the pshat. Mashenken in the sefer, he says, from the minute that it's written here to be open and closed. He says, in a cake, it's written to be written till you eat it. Here, it's not that it's written to be written till you raisin. It's written in a place that'll be open and closed the whole time. It's a ksav that is not aim and liskai. As is of the Rama. So the Rama says that he thinks that it's a derabbanan. So the Rabbanan has to be also, it's a psikreisha. As if you're not allowed to break a cake in Shabbos. Zog de Ramo, hoil ve oimed liftoyach ve lisgoyr, ein beze mishum ksive ve mechik. Why? So the Mishnah Brura is mashma, he understood as like a door. There is no boine. Something that is made to open and to close is not called Kaisa v'moichek. The Ramo himself says a different head. Zog the Ramo, and this is the lie. He brings the Gemara, Kaisa v'achas b'tverya v'achas b'tzipoy. Zog the Ramo, I don't understand. One letter is in Tveria, one letter is in Tzipoy. Why you chay? Because you could bring it. Together, right? If by bringing it together, you chayev now because you could bring it together, so vice tois, bringing together is not a maisik siva. Lochen ani oimer, zog beramo. Hakrovas ve'archokas oisi ois, ein bevezem mishum koise ve'moichek. Koise ve'moichek is to create the letter. But to bring two letters near each other or to separate them, it's not called Ksiva v'mechik. So that Ramo Be'etzem says, if you have two letters near each other and you bring them near each other, the Ramo holds, you're not Chayim Mitzad Kaisa. You're not chayav mitzad moichek to separate letters and to bring letters. Zog the Ramo, what you tell me, but here's not letters, it's little dots. Right, when you open the book, it's dots. Mali dots, mali letters. Mali dots, mali letters. So I'll pick this Ramah, some poskim hold, yeah, we're not saying the halacha yet, that you're allowed to take little pieces and create a picture in Shabbos. Then you take little marbles and you make a picture of a flower. That you're allowed to take two letters, these magnets, forget about putting them in the fridge now, on the floor, take an A and a B and put them together. It's no problem. You're allowed to put a couple of letters together to create a word. Or, Zogim Shum Zalman, you're allowed to separate. This is based on the head of Shum Zalman, Alpidus Ramo, that separating letters from each other is not a problem. You're allowed to take a cake and cut it in between the letters. Not the letters themselves, but the separate letters. Now, the Ramo himself says, even that. As is of the Ramo himself, even that's your lot. Now, the Achoyim Asikash, if you're allowed to break letters, only the Issu is to raise. So why fight the Ramo? So why are you not allowed to eat the cake? We said it's the Issu to eat cake with letters. What is the Issu to eat cake? So the Ramo himself says, because when you eat the cake, the letters disappear. Yeah, but the problem is that it says that you're not even allowed to break it. Zog de Mogen Avraham, no. When you break the cake, you break it inside the letters. You break it inside the letters. Tzipoyri was one letter in Tveria, one letter in Tzipoyri. So here the Mogen Avraham, and some poskim say there is a difference. In between the letters, you're allowed to, like tzipoyri. Inside the letters, you're not allowed to. Mikoyach that, and Sefer Shmirah Shabbos Ki Ilchoso. Perik Yud Alef, Ha'oretes. Kosav Rav Shem Zaman Oyerbach. Mutor Lachtoich Esauga Ben Ha'otiyot. Keshita Saramo. Rag b'shoiver u'mekalkeles osu. And even the poiskim that were choishesh to the levush by opening the book, because there you broke the book completely, it was little pieces. Oh, but in between the letters, you're allowed to. I will explain. The Rambam says you're allowed to open the book. So the Rambam says you're allowed to separate letters. So the Fidei Rambam, be'etzem, you're allowed to cut the cake even inside the letters. Even inside the letters, you'll be allowed to cut the cake. The Levush said that it's us. Mishabur says lekatchila not to open a book, right? So we said lekatchila not to open a book when we broke inside the letters. But when we didn't break inside the letters, when we broke in between the letters, there we could be Seimech and the Ramah, and you're allowed to do it. And the Ocher Shabbos also passes like this. He only says that he has a raya from the tshuva from Reb Moshe not to do it. If Reb Dovid Feinstein says that his father in between the letters did not have a problem, so if he everyone, you'll be allowed to do it. Again, and most poiskim amatir. I'm not saying every poiskim, but for sure there's a lot of mokim leachmir, because we are mitzarif shittas. Of the Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchosa holds these two halachas. You're allowed to cut a cake in between the letters. A. You're allowed to cut bag of a milk in between the letters. Lefi de Ramo himself, you're allowed to open a bag even on the letters. Even on the letters. Why people will not rush to be matir to tear on the letters? Why people will say, okay, I love the Ramo, I will cut the cake even inside the letters? Because the Ramo himself was matir betziruf that it's made to open and close. So we cannot say mechad the Ramo on himself. Only in a book that it's omit to open and close. But legabe in between the letters, the psak of the Shmir Shabbos ki ilchosa, the Ocher Shabbos, that you're allowed to cut the cake in between the letters. You're allowed to cut the bag in between the letters. Oh Hashem, here we are oil of the Rafru. And we don't want to do that. So the Shmir Shabbos Ki Chosra told me what he tells people to do. To take the cake before Shabbos and to cut it in between the letters. Or not only in between the letters, if you want to give it out, you know, you can't give everyone a letter. Too much kids. Cut it even in between the letters. But I want first to speak about cutting it in between the letters, not on the letters. Take it out of the tin and put it on a beautiful tray. Here you have another kule. Moshe Feinstein in the tshuva for the tshul said the two letters that are laying near each other with no connection is not called kaisi. It's not called Kaisen. Without the Ramo. He says, where is the Maisek Siva? Maisek Siva has to be that they're attached. That something puts them together. That is called a Maisek Siva. Standing near each other is not a Maisek Siva. I'm going to get later to the games, the puzzles.
Turns where they do.
So there is the Ramosha that from there the Ocher Shabbos has his problem. But he explained it because it was a Maisek Siva when they written it. That's what David explained to me tonight. He's not chayav on putting them together, he's chayav on writing the letter. Putting together is mechayav on the writing from before. Why is it Ramosha, or Achaim, Chelek Aleph, Kuf Lamed Hei? And your day a chelik base simen ayin hay. We call Mokoyim, as I said, Kumosh. May Rabbeinu zok mi l'shmir Shabbos. If you want to be yotze al shitas kimat, if you cut the cake in between the letters, so he says, if it's inside the silver foil container yet, so it's tach. Even then it's cut. Some wanted to say not like that. L'shmir Shabbos told me it doesn't help. When you read l'shmir Shabbos inside, they write. He says it doesn't help to cut the top part. The cake is connected in the bottom. Some people just cut in between the letters over the bottom. But to me, he told me, even if it stays in the silver foil container, then it's considered attached. Oh, he said, take it out. Put it on a tray. They could stand near each other. Then there's no shayla that you're allowed to separate them. Not only that, he says, "Me'ikar adin b'chayigavne." Even if it's inside the letters, you could be meikel. That I don't want to go into today. Today we're speaking about the heter in between the letters. I don't know. I was back and forth with him because Lemaise, if someone give it a bang, it's maybe really told me how. So I said, you could take it out of the pieces. They're not attached. They're not attached. So again, and then what you do? You give it out to people. So again, if you give it to kids, there's no problem at all. You give it to adults. If you're the Mishnevuah, they can eat it. If you're the Chazanish, they cannot eat it. Say it. Because if you're the Chazanish, you're erasing the letter when you're eating it. That the Chazanish is not matter. So that we can't skip. Now, if we'll say that you could cut the letter to pieces, and then everyone has a little piece that doesn't have a letter on it, then even if you're a chazanish, you're allowed to eat it. But that would be a mod bezach. But I don't want to go into that. You're not allowed to eat it, but you're allowed to separate it. After you separate, you're allowed to eat it. But I want Mesuda. We know what is for sure, Lekatchila, you're allowed to. Again, Legabi the Sforim, we have the Machlekes. We have the Machlekes, Legabi cakes. So now we have a birthday cake, we want to give it out. Or we have a nice pictures around it, we have something. So, Me'ikar Adin, in between the letters, you're allowed to cut. As they pass in the Shmir Shabbos, Ki Ilchoso. And as they paskins, Reb Moshe, yesh machmirim. Yesh machmirim. That hold you're not allowed to cut in between the letters. Because they hold that the person that were choylek and the ramor were holding that kiru verichu koisiyas is also meleches moichet. If you the pashtas advorim, these achroinim didn't accept the ramor. Shmuel Zalman says, what they didn't accept the Ramah was only when you break the letter itself. But in between the letters, the Iker Psak is like the Ramah. And what the Mishnah Brurah was not Soymech of the Ramah Lekatchile, was only in a book that was breaking the letter. But when it's not breaking the letters, it's in between the letters, the Mishnah Brurah was Soymech to be Matir. He was Soymech to be Matir. B'meile, Zogim Shem Zalman, you're allowed to, if you have to tear a bag, to go in between the letters. If you have to cut a cake, you could cut it in between the letters. Person has to know, you come Shabbos, and it's a cake, and it's a baya. You cut it in between the letters. Katchila, you cut that cake before Shabbos in between the letters. So it's a heter, but roi leb neteir le'achmir on them. And Val Roy Leb Neteir Le'achmir to cut it before Shabbos. Now, what we have to go into is Be'etzem. If you can, there's a big letter. You want to cut it to little pieces, if it helps to cut it before Shabbos or not. Or all these games, the puzzles. If you're allowed to, you're not allowed to. Why are you not allowed to put the magnets? Well, that will be later. Up next week for Masada Al-Lochel Ha'Maisa. Thank you.